Now let me read verse 2. And it came to pass in an evening tide that David arose from off his bed, walked upon the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. Now, David was on the roof, and in that day, by the way, the roof was the place they went in the afternoon. They had no front porch. They had no patio in the rear of the homes in that day. Jerusalem, even today, if you look at the old city, it's very compact, and the flat roof became the place where the family gathered. And this, naturally, is the place where David was. But David apparently was a little nervous. We're told that he walked upon the roof. Back and forth he's going. I suppose that he had a great many problems on his mind. His men were out yonder in the field, probably conscience bothering him. And he looked over and he saw this woman bathing on the roof of her place. Now, let me say that I do not intend to absolve Bathsheba of this sin for the very simple reason it was David's sin. God put the blame right on David, but the thing is, she was certainly a contributing factor to it. She could have been a little bit more modest. And I know I'm going to sound, am I going to sound like a square right now? But we're living in a day when woman's dress has become a great temptation to man. We take so many things for granted. I wonder how many women, even Christian women, might realize the thing that they are doing today. I'd be willing to develop that just a little bit farther. I've been in many churches today. I've seen a soloist get up and sing a solo that would carry you to the gates of heaven. Then I've seen her sit down and carry you to the gates of hell. May I say to you that this woman, Bathsheba, is partly guilty. What's she doing up there in public, bathing like this? And when I say public, certainly David was able to see her from the palace. And I might wonder if maybe that might have been that thought in her mind all along, knowing actually the reputation of David. Now, notice what David does. He'd been out with his men on the field. This, of course, wouldn't have happened. If Bathsheba had been down in the house somewhere, it wouldn't have happened. Now, verse 3, and David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? Now, she's a Hittite. She actually was a foreigner. And David sent messengers and took her. She came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned unto her house. This is the story, and it's put here in pretty plain, simple, brief language, but you can't miss the point, can you? And the woman conceived and sent and told David and said, I'm with child. Now David has a real problem, and the real problem is what's he going to do in a position like this, because her husband happens to be one of his mighty men, one of his followers.